Now online and then back offline. Vancouver police say high-risk sex
computers and money going down the drain. Shane Woodford pops in from the newsroom. He had a call off-air from a guy who's a computer.
Yeah, guy runs his own software development company.
And what did he tell you?
Well, the summary of it is, John, is he's deeply concerned about what he's hearing about this ICM software out of the government, and saying that, in his opinion, the taxpayers are being fleeced. I mean, he told me that, you know, if you paid four or five software developers about $10,000 a month, the going rate, in a month or two, they could hammer out a system just as good and, you know, a fraction of the cost. We're paying $180 million for this thing, and apparently it is... chatting about this a little bit earlier. If I pay $182 million for anything, it better be working at peak efficiency all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I need it.
Yeah. Well, so, you don't work in government.
This is true. And it's not the first time that the government has had computer/software problems. I mean, the Ministry of Education had the BCESA system, which is still being used today and still causing headaches to teachers. That was roughly about $100 million program,
You first broke that story.
Yeah, I did. And they've since replaced it for a new system, the Aspen Information System, roughly in the ballpark, I'm told, at the same price tag of BCESA. So there's roughly $200 million right there, and now we've got the problem with this particular system.
Phones to Kevin in Surrey. Kevin, you're an IT guy, I'm informed.
Yeah, I work for some real estate offices, and let me tell you, when you're in that business, they have to talk to lawyers, they have to talk to other real estate offices, they have to talk to title development, they have to talk to everybody. When a computer goes down, especially like a server, everybody comes to a complete halt for work. In 2 hours, replacing a server yesterday was bad enough. 6 days, the office would be closed. So I don't know how our government can sit there and say, oh, everything's run, you can just pick up the phone and talk. You can't run a real estate office that way. How could you run protection of kids and service that way?
Well, this is the thing, and we'll play a clip from the minister in a few minutes, but she's saying essentially, well, look, we have telephones, you know, we have files, paper files, so I guess it's, you know, it's back to the big pen and the paper files, and you make phone calls to try to verify information that should be right there, all right? So no matter how they want to play it, it's still taking up a huge amount of time trying to get around this problem.
Well, with everything today being fast and needing the information faster, as soon as the computer goes down, we get the phone call. If you're not there within 2 hours, they're phoning somewhere else or trying to get another person in your company's help. So, again, 2 hours. Compared to 6 days, I just don't know how a government can sit there and say everything's still normal when in the real world, like real estate, and that's, you know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, what would you do with $180 million?
Buy the company from my boss.
Do you guys do government work?
No, I can't say I've done it. Darren might have, but I know I haven't myself.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I appreciate you calling into our show. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
604-280-9898, *9898 on your cell phone. So what is the government saying about all of this? Well, you will hear that next. Your favorite